Good afternoon. This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with the 1 p.m. update on Hurricane Sandy. Sandy is moving towards the New Jersey coast, maximum winds 90 miles per hour. We expect landfall of the center of this very, very large hurricane early to mid this evening, sometime around 8 o'clock, give or take a couple of hours. But the effects are already occurring on shore. We have tropical storm force winds from Massachusetts through New York, into New Jersey, and then down through the Delmarva, with hurricane force gusts now approaching southern New England. These hurricane force winds will be reaching the coast in the next several hours. The weather will begin to deteriorate very rapidly through the afternoon, and again with the center making landfall sometime this evening along the south coast of New Jersey. This is a very large storm, though, with effects covering many, many states, and we have three main hazards to talk about. The most serious one is the storm surge hazard, and what we are afraid of here is that we could have 6 to 11 feet of inundation. That's surge plus tide. That's water above the ground up to 11 feet, with the most significant areas that we're worried about being Raritan Bay, Long Island Sound, where we expect the highest surges. 4 to 8 feet is possible along the New Jersey coast down to Ocean City, Maryland, and then up along the coast of southern New England through Connecticut. So a significant storm surge flooding over a very, very large area. The winds, as I mentioned, will be hurricane force arriving in the next few hours. One thing about those winds to keep in mind is that for these high-rise buildings in New York City, Philadelphia, other areas that have tall structures, 30 stories up, the winds could be 25 or 30 miles higher than they are at the surface. So those winds increase very greatly as you go up. Rainfall, 6 to 12 inches in a lot of areas. We're still going to have the same kind of inland flooding threat that we had in Irene that caught a number of people by surprise. This is not just a coastal event. Inland flooding will be a major issue as well. And we also have snow. Because this is in the process of transitioning to a wintertime storm, we've got 2 to 3 feet of snow in West Virginia, lesser amounts in some of the other areas of the Appalachians, and point west to Ohio, where, in fact, there are some strong wind warnings up along the Great Lakes. So a lot of folks are going to be affected. This is going to take a while to clear out. After it makes landfall, Sandy's expected to slow down, and it's going to be a couple of days into Wednesday before conditions really begin to improve. This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with the 1 p.m. update on Hurricane Sandy.